This is a very touchy gospel for me to preach on, because there are many images, but the image that always called my attention is, he was a Samaritan. And why is it touching to me? Because, and how difficult for me is to preach about it, is because I'm also a foreigner. And there are sometimes the people thinking that when I have to say it because I'm an outsider. And so I'm putting my own voice in the way how I will say the gospel. I will explain the gospel today. But one of the things that we have to remember that I'm not the only foreign over here. Many of you are Samaritan. Many of you came from a different countries. Your ancestors came from Germany, from Italy, from Poland, from many other places to come to the United States as I came to the United States. And as the Samaritan is very well known in the gospel. And one of the things that in the gospel also said about that there were 10 of them who were sick with leprosy. So I had to tell you that many of us, we're still sick. Many of us, we're still suffering leprosy. And why I say that? Because every time that we come to the church and we come and ask God to have pity on us, every time that he shows his mercy to us, we go like those 9 lepers, because sometimes we come over here, and when we receive the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, we receive it for granted. We believe that we deserve that, not the Samaritan. And what we need to do is to continue to be that Samaritan, to continue to have those roots. In a few days, we will celebrate Thanksgiving. We will celebrate it again, the Samaritan, the foreign, the pilgrims, the immigrant, the undocumented. And what is for today is what is very remarkable in the gospel is that he was a Samaritan. Someone that nobody else may welcome in the area where Jesus was. And the distinction about Jesus is like in the second reading say, there are so many unfaithful, but he is still the same. He never changed. And he invites us to never change and to give the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to whoever comes to us. Those who were clean of leprosy, they were still sick because they were still blind. They were still blind and not in their eyes, but also they were still blind in their hearts by not giving what Jesus deserved for us. And how we need to receive always his mercy. Many of us, we need to do like that Samaritan. We need to prostrate ourselves to our Lord Jesus Christ and to give thanks to God and to let him that we have been healed, not just for the sickness that we have, but also that we can be able to see it, to see the mercy that always comes to us. He will be merciful with the Samaritan, with the people from Galilee, to the Pharisees, the Sadducees, either one. He will never be divided, and he will always be faithful to all of us. We need to reflect about it. And what we need to reflect about it is that we should not continue to be blind of the illness of others. And when I say to be blind is that we can be able to approach our brothers and sisters and to be able in one way to another to give the same mercy that Jesus is giving to each one of us.